Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie. And I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening. Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie. And I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left. Side stories.
Yeah, you love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories.
Well, it's interesting because then Shinzo Abe, right? I guess apparently he's been in the pocket of the Moonies this whole time. It's very complex.
Ooh, it does sound very complex.
Difficult. And then it's like, but now they're looking into it, right? Because they're talking about how like he was been working for the Moonies from inside the Japanese government. It's very strange, but then they're from Korea. I don't know.
Right. We're keeping that in because I want everyone to know what I have to go through before we record.
I'm trying to expand my horizons, but I don't want to get into the story today because I think a lot
it's
of times
a lot.
It's a lot. When we go into side stories is supposed to be the less researched arm of Last Podcast on the Left.
No research.
Well, there's some.
There's words that are said.
We do read for the show, but before we get into Mooney territory, we need Marcus Parks.
I agree. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. I am Ben, hanging out with Henry.
Yep.
That story with Shinzo Abe is absolutely insane. But you know what? I did enjoy a makeshift shotgun.
I mean,
you don't
all
see
do.
Him anymore.
Do you remember the movie In the Line of Fire?
Exactly.
I always think about that. Why they
John Malkovich.
But why? Yes.
It was the wood gun.
But my question is, I actually always kind of thought we'd see a lot more of that.
I know.
I know that there's a 3D printed guns that are like the new scary thing.
Put it together yourself. You have to cobble your gun.
You need to do. It takes a lot of men to make a gun. Hundreds, many men to make a gun.
What is this, Rent?
Men of the mines to dig for iron. Men of the wheels to form the wheel.
Okay, where's it from?
Assassins.
Oh, my brother was Assassins. He was in Assassins. My oldest brother, Eric, he was the one who killed Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, that guy.
Yes,
he was
indeed.
The lead in Assassins?
Yeah, he was real tall.
Really? That's incredible. It's a very difficult part to sing as well. I didn't know he had those kinds of chops.
Well, let's just say the university that he attended as well as I did not have a theater program.
Higher bar. Lower bar, higher man.
Absolutely. Anyway, well, speaking of higher Henry, this is first thing, because I don't think we have any updates because we've just been nailing it.
All we do is crush it.
All we do is crush it. But there's an orb. I want to talk to you about
before,
this.
I was talking about like... Whoa.
I know what I saw.
We're going to get into it.
Fantastic.
You'll see.
A mysterious metallic orb. It fell on New Mexico and it may contain valuable information.
Well, this really comes from the world of... anytime you meet a weather person or weather man, weather woman.
Can you trust them?
Don't know, because you know what? You know how I tell what the weather is? Stick my head out the window.
Hello, folks. Well, but the point is a forecast.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're going camping, you would like.
Days. Yes, exactly. Yes, yes. But it always changes.
It does, but it's actually pretty well scientifically figured out these
sometimes.
Days, for the most part.
But then also it changes, then the hours change of when it's going to rain or when it's going to snow, and then all of a sudden you've got a flash flood.
I think you're making jokes like from 1970 where the weather, to be honest, it's almost too on point nowadays.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Have I just completely angered the meteorologist army?
Don't want to do that. They can create weather now.
But the meteorologists, I heard.
It's very true.
It is true. And why not? Why can't they make rain over LA? Why can't we do that? SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Why can't they make rain over LA?
Why can't you make it snow on Christmas?
No. So,
I'm serious.
This comes from the world of meteorology, where this and one prominent meteorologist, it was this man, he's Isidro Canaluna, right? He calls on the Mexican Navy because what he is trying to tell everyone is that the meteorologists are news people. And
they
the
are.
Weather is still news.
Absolutely.
And they are
going
to make sure that we all know it. And I really am thankful for this guy because he's a television meteorologist.
I love him.
The Vice article I get this information from does do a little bit of commentary on that, say that he does enjoy talking in caps lock, which is true. He does do that on the Instagram and
cares?
On Facebook. That's fine. All right. But he broke this story of a metallic sphere landing on top of a tree. 10 p.m. Right, this was a couple of days ago, 3 days ago, in Lomas del Rio Medio neighborhood in Veracruz, which is a city of 600,000 people, right?
Okay.
And he says that this so-called sphere, this orb, appears to be made of a very hard plastic or an alloy of various metals and apparently has an antenna.
Now, my question is, as we learned from the movie Joe Dirt, which we learned a lot, first of all, Kid Rock, not a great actor, but he is also a douchebag.
Yep.
It was just a big old thing of shit, right? His meteor that he ate and he put ketchup on it
it's
and ate a french fry with
it. It is funny.
It's dookie, right? It's frozen dung.
Yep.
Do we know, was Dave Matthews' band flying above overhead?
Yesterday was the
did they dump it?
Yesterday was the anniversary.
One of the single greatest things that band ever did.
Which was, that was the Dave Matthews band. They dumped, I think it's over 800 pounds of septic material from their bus onto a cruise ship.
Yeah, it was one of the most amazing things of all time. If you haven't seen Nope yet, there's a scene where blood rains. And in this case,
very similar.
In this case, of course, it was shit. So do we know this man, Luna, again, who, as Henry said, his catchphrase is, weather is also news.
Weather is also news.
Which it is.
Yeah.
It's not really breaking news, but
I've never
news.
Heard of a cloud murder anybody.
Not yet.
But we do know clouds steal our jobs and make us gay.
Do we know, however, that this is indeed not just a big bag of shit?
A pile of shit. Yeah. Yes, we do. It said he actually released the picture that he saw. If you do see, if you look at his Facebook page, there is a picture of this object.
Okay.
And it truly is a, it looks kind of like, I don't know how to describe it, it's an egg. It's yellow.
Yes.
It's yellow. It's metallic and it does have an antenna on it and has a bunch of scribbles on it. So it does, he does have a picture of it, right?
Okay.
So this is also according to Luna. Personal suggestion. Do not touch it or get close to it until it is reviewed by specialists. It may be radioactive.
Now, he is just kind of making that up because we have no idea if it's radioactive. It's probably not, to be honest.
His job is to make people know and maybe be... It's better for people to be more cautious than not because they could get sick from the sphere. And we know that about anomalous phenomena.
Of course.
Right? A lot of times it makes you sick. You
pink
get
eye.
Pink eye.
Yep.
You learned.
I know. I listen to you. We've been performing together for so long. Some of it sinks in. My question is, why so defensive? Weather is also the news. Don't get close. It might be radioactive. Why is he so scared?
I think that he's been divorced a couple of times.
The news is fun.
It is.
Murder.
It's not. It's actually
But
not.
Then the weather, that's where you can relax.
And, not
and that's
days.
Why the weather person, well, it's all hot. The world's on fire. And then in L.A., what I learned was they have flame emojis.
Yeah.
Which I had never seen before. Because in Wisconsin, it was snow. And then in New York, it's just, I guess, flash flooding and maybe something else. But it flames.
Well, we get the 9/11 alarms.
Yes,
in York,
and of course.
Where they do every once in a while. They're like, it's another 9/11. Oh, just somebody coming into JFK.
So there's been a nuclear war.
Yeah. So
don't ask questions.
He follows up again. Following up with a metallic sphere that fell on top of a tree. It should not be open or tried to be open. A specialized team at the Secretary of the Navy of Mexico and or the Secretary of National Defense needs to collect it and turn it in for special study. On the outside of the sphere, there is a code, but no hole or slit through which it could be opened. These spheres have a timing mechanism that, at a certain time, they open by themselves and show the valuable information that they have inside.
Maybe it's finally we're going to figure out what was in Al Capone's safe. I feel like this is kind of scary. Apparently, debris from SpaceX's Dragon capsule hit various parts of Australia. And as we know with SpaceX, they also have a little car attached to them named Tesla. And the Teslas fall apart as if they are little sugar cubes in water.
Are you trying to fuck with the stock?
I hate
it. Is that what you're doing? He's messing with it.
I actually feel bad for the Tesla owners because they're like, I'm just being a good old-fashioned granola, green, freedom-loving American.
It's over for them.
And then they look like total D-bags because Elon Musk.
They are very fast, but they're
kind
whatever.
Of
they're
for, fine. For 10 minutes.
Yeah, they're whatever.
Okay.
But there has been a problem of truly debris from there's been two experiments. So yes, what you mentioned, the SpaceX Dragon capsule
yes.
exploded. And there's another apparently some kind of experimental Chinese spacecraft. It fell into the Indian Ocean and also parts of Malaysia. So there's some people that think that this might be a part of some plane or a part of some project that has just landed. But how does it mm-hmm. come from a space?
I'm starting to think the gods must be crazy.
Hey, that Coke bottle was wild.
Absolutely. The good old days when it was just Coca-Cola bottles flying from single engine planes. And now it literally is parts of spacecraft just falling. And at some point it will hit somebody and kill them.
Very much
so. And then
so.
Is that person the luckiest or least luckiest person on Earth?
Well, their wife better buy a lottery ticket.
Oh, speaking of the lottery, a person won $1.3 billion, but really the IRS won because they only took home $430 million.
I mean, it's a lot of money.
It's fine, but it's already taxed. It's a double tax. Don't make me go.
I'm just
going
to say I don't really know how the lottery works and where
it's
that money comes from and then
Us.
Where it goes. I know, but then I don't really know why we have it.
I don't know why it's taxed. It's because they were making too much money with the mob.
That's so why?
Yeah.
Because I know that's what racketeering was an early form of
it's
the lottery.
It's just racketeering.
That's very interesting.
Isn't
I didn't know.
Something? All right. But he goes on to say,
the device was removed at 3:15 a.m. by a highly trained personnel with specialized equipment, taking all the precautions and following all the protocols of the case required. The object is no longer in the state of Veracruz, and its final destination will be beyond our borders. Will the authorities say that this was a joke? Or fake news, national security issue, closed.
All right. Well, he does close it.
He does.
Which I do think we've just begun.
I do. Yeah, I do think
so
it's premature. Yeah.
I'm not sure as far as the national security issue, why he has closed that. Also, again, if you're a weather person out there, have some confidence. It's okay. Because, yeah, sometimes you're the bearer of bad news. But also, again, think about how nice it is when someone has to get up and go to the bathroom and they can take that time to do it.
Yeah.
Or how nice it is. When, you know, yeah, I know iPhones ruined your job.
I know the
weather.
It ruined everything.
It ruined everything. But it's still nice to have a friend tell you the weather.
I'm neutral on all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think this is what a meteorologist can stand up and do.
Absolutely.
Now, the UAP field is now wide open. We got the new group. I think it's called ALARO, which is the brand new aerial phenomena, unidentified aerial phenomena research group that the U.S. government's rolling out. They got a Twitter.
I'm going to kill you.
They got a Twitter. So
they're going to love that.
But they're saying they're being super transparent and they're ready for your questions. It's mostly just a bunch of Nope gifs, which is great. Great movie, by the way. Really, really
loved Nope.
Entertaining.
Again, Jordan Peele, he is just knocking it out of the park.
He's nailing it.
And he has the smallest amount of words for the most amount of movies.
Get Out, Us,
and Nope. That's four words. And he had something to do with Candyman, which is one word. So it's five words, four movies. Isn't that amazing?
Are you fucking from Rain Man?
No, I'm not a weatherman at all.
So meteorologists now have the opportunity, I think, right? Because their jobs are to look at the skies. They got their radars. They know what clouds look like. They know what the sun looks like. They know what the moon looks like. Their job should be, they should be the forefront of the UAP investigative movement where they should be there.
Mm-hmm.
This is great use for meteorologist skills because they can tell the difference between natural phenomena and they can identify it. They can say that must be sleep. They can say whatever they want, right? Because they know what it looks like and they can help us identify it as ignorant Americans.
Of course, sleet, the most perfect of all weather patterns as snow and rain combine to form the most brutal of all types of things that
what?
Can fall from the sky, sleets.
You're just rambling about sleet.
Chorizo. So can we trust these people? This is the main question. So well, there's a French scientist.
You're just saying a target. You're just a random just group.
People who look to the skies, can we trust them?
So now you're sorry. All right,
a French scientist.
Yeah, you're switching this. All right,
switching up stories. So
now
French
this story is again about what's possible in the sky.
What's possible not possibly in the sky.
Or possibly could be funny if it's funny because you're the one with the telescope access.
Danny Klein. He's a celebrated physicist and director of France's Alternative Energies and Atomic Energy Commission.
Are people really celebrating these physicists? Because it seems boring.
He shared an image of a spicy Spanish sausage on Twitter last week, and he said, "Oh my God, is this the nearest star to the sun? No, my friends, it's a dang piece of chorizo.
It is a piece of
and
chorizo.
And it looks like a chorizo,
now,
and it is unbelievable." And people said, "Oh my God, I can't believe he found this star."
Yes.
And then he had to come clean because he played a little practical joke, and everyone said, "Holy crud, I can't believe this telescope has been able to find a new planet." And he said, "The level of detail. The new world is unveiled every day."
Yes.
So he told 91,000 followers that.
It was called a joke. And he's a scientist. And so what do scientists not normally excel at? Humor.
I don't do science.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is one of the least entertaining people to ever exist, correct?
He just restates all of his old tweets every year.
Every year. But he's just so, again... this is the one thing that we have the market cornered, which is being shitheaded on the internet.
Well, you know what I always say? It's the same thing with musicians, and I love my musicians. I had a chance to see Scott H. Byrum. He is very talented. I love those kinds of musicians, those singer-songwriters, the guys who grind it out. But most of the time you go to a musician, you see a musician, and then when they start talking in between songs, the guy from Stained, when he said, "Maybe we should give Putin a chance."
I think Stained.
And everyone actively booed him. Mm-hmm. It would be like if we told a joke and then it went really well, and then I brought a guitar out and I played a couple of...
Some people do that back
then. It's a horrible idea.
People do that.
No, but they were talented.
Don Rickles sings that song at the end because he always says, make them laugh, but you want to leave them with a tear in their eye.
Yes, Don Rickles is certainly behind this little joke.
Well, but that's why I show my asshole to the first row at the end of each show.
And indeed, isn't that a star
little
closest
tear.
To the sun?
A little tear in their eye. But so he posted this, and yes, did it fall upon deaf ears? Yes, it did. And he's French. So he's French. He said that this was a brand new image from the Proxima Centauri from the James Webb Telescope, which he spent a lot of money on.
James Webb Telescope.
I want to see the Spud Webb Telescope.
Absolutely. Spud Webb, one of the greatest short guys to ever play basketball. Klein did apologize for the hoax, saying his intention was, quote, to urge caution regarding images that seem to speak for themselves,
he didn't have to do that either. He could say it was a joke.
But he didn't do that.
Well, before
that's a lie.
That,
but I hate... the fact that he still tried to make it like, no, it was about a larger point.
No,
sometimes you were stoned.
You were doing a bit.
You were doing a bit.
Because in a previous comment, he says, "Well, when it's cocktail hour, cognitive bias seems to find plenty to enjoy. Beware of it. According to contemporary cosmology, no object related to Spanish charcuterie exists anywhere else other than that on Earth."
Well, all I'm saying is...
That's Jerry Lewis humor, man.
That was fantastic. Don't pretend like you did something
but
poignant when in reality, again, you were hammered at lunch and you took a picture of a sausage and you're like, kind of looks like a little bit of a marble space ball.
It's a funny bit.
It's a fine bit.
You know what would have been worse? If he really wanted to wake people up, it would have been a picture of Hunter Biden's laptop.
Whoa, folks, yeah, we got to get to the bottom of that.
Come on,
folks,
getting a little extra today.
I'm going to give him some credit, though. And this is why I can't wait to be back in Europe. That chorizo looks fucking awesome.
I know, man.
Perfect marble.
To be honest, that's kind of the only thing I'm really thinking about when
beautiful.
I look at it. Part of me does think, that's a beautiful planet that I'd want to be on. You know why? Made that chorizo.
Yeah. Although, technically, if you were on a chorizo, the odor, the whole thing was chorizo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ooh-wee.
I mean, I've been in Ed Larson's apartment. It's not that bad.
No, indeed, because of his wife, she's definitely
cleaned up the boy quite a bit. Yeah, and he does every day. He scrubs in a big tub with one of those big cartoony brushes.
He's a president.
Absolutely. And he invites all the boys over from the whole neighborhood to go clean the parts that he can't get to. But he's clothed, so it's not perverted. They try to get through his clothes. They beat at his clothes with tennis rackets so he can shake all the dust off from underneath.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it is nice.
Well, everybody needs love, and everyone needs to take a pig bath every now and again just for fun.
This is a really scary story. The cops, this guy, real quick, Stephen Marlowe, who recorded a TikTok video, he claimed that he was being tortured through what he calls acts of celestial ventriloquism. Right, it's his idea.
That's a lot.
He's saying that his neighbors, that what they would do is they would hassle him. Right. This is a man as a targeted individual. And so if you know what that group is, you know they are highly paranoid about their neighbors. This is an idea that they believe they're being, one term is, the, you know, they're being gang stalked. They believe that there is a whole gigantic organized discredit campaign done against them, psychological warfare, the physical warfare, like electronic weapons attacks, because now we got the Havana Syndrome shit's always cooking everywhere, people talking about that. And so this guy, he had this belief that his neighbors, he's saying that he was having weird interactions with his neighbors and that they were being controlled via remote control and that they were talking to him without opening his mouth. Right, that they were going up to him, going like, "You're a fucking asshole," without talking and stuff.
Well, that's not very nice.
Yeah, so he killed all of them. So he killed, and it was Clyde Knox, who was 82, Eva Knox, who was his wife, 78. He killed his other neighbor, Sarah Anderson, 41, and their daughter, 15-year-old, who was a 15-year-old high school student. He murdered all of them because he said that they were talking to him while their mouths are being closed. And this is why
well,
I'm telling
is
you,
it's not happening.
But no, but what the truth is, unless. They were some of the most talented former vaudevillians that have ever been. Because if they were doing that and using their ventriloquism skills for evil, At first I have to applaud. But I also have to warn the ventriloquists that listened to the last podcast in the Left on Side Stories.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do this to a crazy person. As funny as it is to rile them up.
Well, ventriloquism by nature is a fraud's game.
It is.
It is a, it's something that someone who wants to say something but doesn't have the courage to open their mouth to say it. It's something they practice. Look at Jeff Dunham. You know, you know who says the bad stuff is the old man.
Yes, and the
but
puppets.
Not, and the puppets. It's not Jeff.
They say it. It's not him.
It's not
I
him.
Know.
So ventriloquism, although can be fun in a party for party favor, I think for the most part
it's
been a net negative.
I'm going to cut you off there.
Although, again, up there we did like our movies.
I do, but if you come to a party with a ventriloquist dummy, you're going to be asked to leave. You're just humming.
Yeah.
You're not even doing it.
Dang it.
Hey, bitch.
No, you're moving your mouth.
Yeah, but you look at the puppet.
Hey, bitch. Hey, dirty bitch. Hey, my name's Mr. Mistelflees. I know I'm just a little horny.
No, that's a Jellicle cat. That's a Jellicle cat.
I know you're supposed to be looking at the puppet, and that's why the puppet needs to look really cool and fun. But again, don't bring it to a party, because there are also some people that are violently afraid of puppets. We just covered this. I talked to the director of Orphan, First Kill,
who
also
fantastic.
Made The Boy, right, for a Patreon series, and we talked a lot about this. He didn't really want to get too deep into it, because I think he was afraid of his own children.
Absolutely.
But I was really trying to make him admit that children are scary and puppets are worse, because puppets are just fake children. And what's scarier
sure.
than that?
Absolutely.
Because then you just have all these stunt children everywhere.
You make a strong point, and in no way are you wrong.
But he didn't want to engage, and I think it's because he was on a press tour,
happy.
Wanted to talk about his new film.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Lovely man.
I love him, and I love that entire series, Proportional Dwarfism. Although, I'll tell you, that was one of the greatest, the original Orphan film, that was one of the greatest lines in movie history. And now that they have a sequel coming out, I am interested to see. It's a prequel.
And it's pretty damn good. It's pretty fucking good.
Fantastic.
I'm excited. It's a lot of fun. But then I try to break up Natalia Grace as well. You remember our favorite fake orphan. And the director of the film also didn't really want to get too much in the weeds of that either.
Well, because he kept you kind of alienated our guests.
I feel that I was trying to create a bridge of being like, this is me. You know what I mean? This is me, and this is what it's like to talk to me on a day-to-day basis.
Do you know what Kenny says in the intro of South Park? So this is that's pretty good. So this is actually according to Trey Stone and Matt Parker. So season
what?
One.
Why was that what you've been looking at your phone this whole time? Is what Kenny said?
Season one, season two. Okay. This is what he says. I like girls with big fat titties. I like girls with deep vaginas.
That is really fun.
Season
So this all just came off of ventriloquism.
Yes. Season three, because I was talking with this about Michael because he was like, do you know what he says? I was like, I have no idea. So in season three through season five, he says, hey, I got a 10-inch penis, use your mouth if you want to clean it.
Oh, yeah, that's really fun.
And then season six, when Kenny was dead and replaced with Timmy, he says, Timmy, 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 living a lie, Timmy. And then season seven through season 10, he says, someday I'll be old enough to stick my dick up Britney's butt. And then season 10, episode 8, he says, I like fucking silly bitches and I know my piss likes it.
So Stephen Marlowe, he killed four people because of this. Because of ventriloquism. And you gotta be careful because you don't know what you're aiding and abetting.
No, you don't.
When you can't see their mouths.
And also,
you don't know what they're saying.
If you're not
when
good,
their lips are moved.
If you're like Kenny and you kind of mumble when you're a ventriloquist, they make it up in their own head.
Well, he's really, it's not to be understood.
Well,
the Kenny stuff was not to be understood. They wrote it for themselves as a funny joke for them.
Yes, indeed. So check out what I just thought that was very funny. I was like, oh my God.
It is.
Those guys. Those guys are going to make it with that South Park show.
They really think that they might.
Live from your grave.
I'll let you know. I'm a man who desires privacy in all aspects of my life, other than on the show. And the fact that I tell everyone where I'll be physically on a list. Anybody can find out where I am at any time. And but I still value my privacy up to a point, you know, because when it comes down to it, you can't let all these online vultures figure out where you get that porn at, right? You got to figure out like, oh, hey, now, hey, let's think about this for a second. We don't need to know everything about how does Henry source the original horse pics that he photoshops into various cultural icons. The Fraser horse, which is selling incredibly right now. You know what's not doing well is the Niles horse, because he is a fuddy-duddy and he's not a good time, and he makes a dumpy horse. But the whole point is, I'm trying to make the audience happy. Because, you know, incognito mode is not as incognito as you think, because you still know what you looked up yourself. You know what I mean? Because, like the Chrome browser itself, it's a Google product. And can you trust these people? I don't know. I don't know. So how do you actually make yourself as invisible as possible online? Wear a blindfold. But also, you can use ExpressVPN, like I do. Even in incognito mode, your online activity, it gets tracked. These data brokers, right? They take your information and they sell the bits and the skits to other people. I don't know what they do with it. Must be some kind of NFT. Data harvesters, they use your IP to uniquely identify you and your location. But with ExpressVPN, your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server and your IP address is a mask. Like how people say, like, oh, you know, Batman, is the Batman the alter ego? Is that the real guy and is Bruce Wayne the alter ego? You know what I mean? Is he the one? That's how I feel on the internet, right? ExpressVPN is super easy. No matter what device you're on, phone, laptop, or smart TV, all you have to do is tap a one button for instant protection. So if you really want to go incognito and protect your privacy, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN. Visit expressvpn.com/LPOTL and get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/LPOTL. Go to expressvpn.com/LPOTL to learn more.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How you doing? Ben Kissel here with Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah, it's me, man.
Yeah, bro. Henry Zebrowski is smoking some of that sweet last podcast on the left, babe. So go out there and purchase yourself some. I hope you enjoy it. We have sativa, we have indica, and we have a hybrid. And I have to tell you, from my personal experience, they are wonderful.
Super tasty live resin. You really get the delicious weedy taste, which is what I like. And yes, three different experiences. You go to your local vape store and get it.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We absolutely love you. Can't wait to see you on the road and get that vape, put it in your brain, and have a good time.
And if you want us at your favorite weed store, give them a call and ask for them by name. Absolutely. Last podcast on the left, it's weed.
Hail yourselves, everyone.
Hail Satan.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it, but guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie. And I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
You know what, actually, we do have a bit of an update.
Okay.
I wanted to talk, because we talked about last week, we had a lot of fun joking about butthole breathing and like the idea with these animals, what's wrong, you know, like we were joking about how terrible that is, and they got to rip out all of their intestines to replace the lining.
Really brutal.
I got a really good email from a scientist that broke down like what is good about butthole breathing.
Okay, so he's saying that it is possible.
That it's, well, yes, and that it helps something.
Oh, okay.
It's not just some guy looking to replace buttholes.
So you can butt chug, you can smoke weed out of your asshole, and I guess, does the oxygen get absorbed faster?
No, it's interesting. I'm a scientist that works with laboratory animals. I also used to be
an EMT. He's a murderer.
He's a murderer. You better, because the Cialis we're going to need eventually was tested on so many different chimps.
Buddy, I can't wait. I'm already doing the pube hair transplant because I'm going to do it because I have a big fupa fat upper penis area. It's full of hair, right?
Ugh.
And so I'm just going to shave it off. Scalp it down there, replace it on top, and then get ready for this sentence. Does it look natural? Henry, does it look natural, do you think, today? And then you, my friend Law, has to say that I look great.
You're just going to become, what's his name, from opening, you're going to be Opie.
Opie?
He's got his fucking, his whole pube head.
Well, better to have pubes than nothing at all.
All right, so I also used to be an EMT, and I try to get people breathing on occasion. I was super pumped to hear your butthole breathing story for a couple of reasons.
Great.
Number one. Pigs like to freak out. They have heart attacks and stop breathing. You have to give them oxygen and try to get them to pull through. But intubation, putting a tube in their trachea and giving oxygen, can be difficult. It's much easier to put something up their butt. Number two, some animals are tiny and you can't really intubate them, right? That would be cool for things like mice. Some animals have really shitty anatomies. For example, intubating rabbits can be tricky. It's easier to find the Fruit Loop.
Whoa!
Number two.
That's what he called it?
Yep. Yeah.
The Fruit Loop.
For people, this would be incredible. For those that have had head injuries where maybe their face is gone. People with serious trauma from vehicle collisions. Suicide victims where they put a gun to the face. Remember that kid in New York who drove down from his college at night and killed his dad and almost killed his mom with his axe? Her jaw was hanging off and the paramedics had trouble even seeing her trachea.
Oh.
So then that way, not only does she get to lose her face, then they get to put a thing up her butt.
Up her butthole. Well, at that point, that's probably the most pleasurable thing that's happened to her that evening.
Yes, and also for COVID.
Sure.
Because maybe these people would help people get their oxygen levels up when there's an intense inflammation in their lungs. Because then you can put it up their butt.
Okay.
Because it sucks to get intubated.
All right. Well, very interesting. In sort of technology news, there was a person who was flirting with Meta's chat box, and then at some point it just started to deny the Holocaust.
Ooh, you're going to want to program that in there. I think the first things I'd want to do, if I am programming an AI chat box at this point, as you show a picture of the Holocaust, be like, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Show a picture of various levels of brown people. Good.
Sure.
You know, be like, these are good. And then, like, maybe it'll go from there. You know what we really need to do is get somebody to fucking take, we need bots against some of the superhero media.
Well, I'm not against that. Also, battle bots, have them fight one another. The name of this bot is called the Blender Bot, which is not safe at all. It sounds horrifying. It sounds like they'll be our future overlords and present partners. So anyway, Facebook has said don't trust their AI. But they still have it up. No, because
can they go away? Can Meta go away?
They would lose all that money.
Why don't they all just go away?
Because they're having too much fun manipulating people.
But I feel like everybody's mad at them.
Yeah.
And I don't like them either. I've never met a company I like less.
Yes, indeed. So if you thought that you were super lonely and you're like, finally, maybe I'm not having dates that are going very well with people, maybe you'll just try an AI relationship.
None of them are going to be as sexy as Scarlett Johansson from her. And then also remember the scene where he consummates with her.
I actually never saw that movie. I refused.
It's good.
Scarlett Johansson? I thought it was a doll. Oh, no, her.
It's her with Joaquin Phoenix, where he plays the lonely dude in the future. But it's actually kind of good.
Can't you fucking hire just a normal sex voice operator, a large woman who chain smokes, who has 5 kids in the house.
Hey, how you doing, Joaquin? You looking nice today.
They don't look like Scarlett Johansson. Hey. I hate Hollywood so much.
But, you know, again, it doesn't look like anything. It's a voice.
No, and they made it look like Scarlett Johansson, so then the people who listen can fancy.
No, he doesn't see it at all.
No, I know, but the audience knows. It was the same thing when we watched DC League of Super Pets.
You have been bringing this
the
up
Rock
on every
and Kevin Hart.
Form of our media this week.
Give other people a chance.
I mean,
I love The Rock and Kevin Hart, and they did a great job. And
but
the turtle is very funny.
This is an old film. It's from 2013.
Right.
But yes, when he has sex with that voice, he just masturbates.
Absolutely.
This next story I want to talk about, because you guys got to be careful out there, right? Because I
seriously
feel like people get hung up. You know what I heard? Old
what?
Story? You'll put that pussy up on a pedestal.
Well, it depends.
There's plenty of fish out there, man. For everyone. For anybody else. Don't put that dick and balls up on a pedestal.
Don't sever
either.
Anybody's genitalia and put it on any kind of monument.
I'm just saying that there's plenty of fish, and you can't get just like, I know you get wrapped up in somebody, but you gotta look at red flags. You gotta appreciate red flags. You gotta like, and you don't just wave at the red flags and go like, hi, red flag. You need to like say, hey, what's this red flag doing here? Let's
sure.
think about this for a second.
Well, I guess it depends on your politics, but I'm going to say this. Sometimes there aren't a lot of fish.
You're right.
There are places that we drive to and drive all around this beautiful country of ours, and this is why we're not full at all, and you just see a house.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's scary. Yeah, you should
10 miles out.
Yeah,
no,
you can't. In
so for
Patunka,
them,
Indiana, I think the tinder is fairly sparse.
So there is. So you just made a lie.
But the thing is, that's why you got to get in with the church. Because that's where you start fucking.
That's sadly the truth.
And that's what this woman did as well.
Oh,
now, this
okay.
This California woman, she was charged in the baby abduction, right?
Jeez.
And it's interesting because she just wasn't very good at it either. And it's very complicated. This woman, Yesenia Guadalupe Ramirez, they met this woman, the grandmother of this young baby, a very infant baby, Victoria Mejia, at a church that actually this year was also under fire. They met at this church, the Iglesia Pastores y Profetas, right? This was in San Jose, where not just like, I want to say not even a year ago, a three-year-old was killed in an exorcism attempt where they starved it and then pressed it. They did the thing that we've seen before. They pressed it and the kid died. So they actually was like, it's not connected to the story at all, but they all went to the same church as that story, right?
And they just are allowed to still be a tax-exempt church.
If it
happened at a goddamn Arby's, it would be shut down.
They all need to be shut down. They all need to be shut down or taxed if they're going to be open.
We better press her.
This woman became obsessed with this little boy, Brandon Quailier, right? And she told this grandmother and his mother that God has put me on this earth to watch your baby. And the whole time
he didn't.
Oh, what's weird is that God told you, didn't tell us.
Right, and also, like, he would have given you a baby. Like, where's your baby?
Yeah, he would have said he would at least, like, left the baby at your doorstep if that was going to happen.
Oh,
right?
Like a stork.
Like, sure, but it was a guy named Stork.
Back in the day, they were like, we better never tell anybody about how a child's actually made with insertion penis sperm. A random bird.
Random bird. Very
also,
helpful.
Also, storks are fucking scary.
They are. Very scary. Very big. I'm thinking more of a
pelican?
Pelican.
That's a dog. That's a seal. Now you're thinking of a seal.
That's for a Patreon.
That was not a bird.
But this woman became, again, she kept coming around this child and she kept showing up at the house because, again, this is like one of those like hyper invasive church things too, where it seems where everybody's up each other's fucking asshole in terms of in each other's lives. And so
something about a woman knocking on your door.
No.
I have a cake for you.
And she's like, get away from me.
Back in the day as a child, you'd say, oh, this must be a nice neighbor. But now you know it's full of goat's blood or there's a curse in it.
Something, witch's piss.
Could be.
Recovered.
Exactly, the witch's cake.
All right. And so this woman, she kept coming by. And eventually what happened was that she somehow insinuated herself in their life.
Mm.
And she convinced this grandmother, like, I guess over a period of time, like, she kept trying to come in. And according to her, she'd try to steal this baby. And she did it with the help of a dude named Jose Roman Portillo.
Stop trying to steal our baby.
Yes,
ma'am.
But they didn't know. Right, they didn't know until after the fact.
But like every day,
she would
just take it slightly further away from the house. How don't you? I'm sorry. At some, and I'm not victim blaming, but at some point, you do have to have like, whoop, like a parental red, like a spider sense, be like, I think they're trying to steal the baby.
I think that we're seeing a little bit of investigators trying to trump up the charges, saying like, listing every single time she sort of talked about it, because it's all done through translation. It's all done through like English translators. And so they believe that Yesenia kind of thought about, it's more that she thought about stealing the baby five times and kind of then acted like she was. Yeah, right.
And a lot of middle-aged men and women think about stealing a baby.
You shouldn't.
Sure.
Leave the baby alone. But Yesenia, you know what she did? Was that she convinced this grandmother that like, hey, what I'll do is I'll help you go on grocery runs. And they went on grocery runs, right? And they went and got a grocery runs for the baby, came back up, and then she just took the baby. And it's a Ring footage where you could see a mask, Jose Ramon Portillo,
Jesus,
walk away with just the baby with all the gear, right? Because you know what's the worst, the hardest part, which you learn if you watch that Nick Cage movie, what was it?
Which one?
The one,
Mandy?
The Coen brothers.
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, which was fantastic. No!
Raising Arizona.
Raising Arizona.
They wanted, like, the hardest part about stealing a baby,
yes,
is that you have to go get all the gear once you have the baby. Unless you're
planning
to,
the hardest part.
Yeah, because unless you want to fuck it and film it while it dies,
oh,
right?
My,
like,
goodness,
but that's
Henry, different.
That's technically much easier
that
than trying
disgusting
to raise it.
Okay.
Because right? You had to go get all the stuff for it. They have to go and buy all the stuff. And so they ended up at another dude's house, which was a man
he had
by
a
the
crib?
Name. Yes. So they showed up. So her and this other dude showed up to this guy, Baldomeo Sandoval, who's 37 years old. They go. They were found.
Don't they have anything else to do?
So 20 hours after the baby was taken,
okay,
there was a whole, you know, massive
there's
manhunt.
There's a kerfluffle.
Yes, people freaked out. They found him at some other dude's house. Now, it turns out that this woman, Yesenia, has been playing a lot of mental games with these dudes, right?
Okay.
Which seems to kind of come up quite a bit, where Baldomeo was her brand new boyfriend. Right, there was this dude that she just started fucking on the side while fucking the other guy, Jose Portillo, right? But Baldomeo, she told him, you got me pregnant months ago, and I already had your baby. And
well,
he's just like,
she expedited
whoa,
it.
Whoa, yeah. He's like, whoa, it's a surprise to me, whoa.
How did that work?
She I just don't kinda, know.
She was like, I thought really hard every night, and I cooked it 3 months early.
But he brought up this idea. Then he was just like, well, I got to see my baby. That's my baby. I got to see my son. And she was like, ah, he's at the hospital cooking.
He's at the hospital. Well, this stuff reminds me.
We got to go get him, right?
I was pretty hungry the other night, and I didn't want to wait the 15 minutes for my Tombstone frozen pizza, so I jacked it up to 500 degrees, got that pizza done in 9 minutes. So maybe it's something like that.
So you think that maybe she, like, squatted over a microwave?
I don't know.
Something to just make
I
that baby
don't
grow.
Know.
But somehow, she was already cheating on him with another dude, Jose Roman Portillo, this dude, right? The other dude, who she also convinced to come make me steal this baby that I can pretend is this other dude's baby.
Why would the guys want this baby?
I don't know. And because Jose Portillo was like, of course, baby, I'll help you do whatever you want. I love you so much. I help you. They found these text chains between the two of them. I'll help you do this. And then, like, it turns out, like, I guess he just wanted to make her happy.
I think this just proves my point. There's not a lot of fish in the sea. And he caught one, and he actually had like a wonky eye.
I don't know. She's got three fish. And now she's fucking, but then she's got two other dudes on the line. And the Baldomeo, he's now in hot water with her because he had two other women that he was fucking at the same time, too.
This is why Maury Povich can never go off the air.
Yeah, he just did.
I know.
I mean, now it's
so anyway,
we're going to deal with a lot of problems.
Is the baby alive?
Yes.
Okay.
And back at home.
And now it's back home.
Baby's fine. Baby's back in there.
So it's just going to be a funny story they can tell when the baby's 18. And be like, you know, when you were a baby.
You were part of a massive weird plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live from your grave.
A roast as dark as the night. Perfect for fueling the cryptid research and mad ravings required for your podcasting. Don't mind the red eyes. He's just trying to warn you of the bridge.
The bridge.
Finally, from the caffeine-addled brains of Springheel Jack Coffee and Last Podcast on the Left, we bring you Mothman's Red Eye Blend. Yes, delicious Panama beans. Go to lastpodcastmerch.com to order yours today.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie. And I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
Well, speaking of, I don't know if you saw this story, but this woman, she's not Hero of the Week, although she is a hero. She was 12 years old. She was detained and restrained in Alabama. She was tied. She had restraints on a bed that she chewed off. This 12-year-old girl was given alcohol to stay in a drug state, and she had head trauma. She was found on the highway.
I mean, this is the hero of the week. But you're going to choose something more inappropriate.
Absolutely. But police had a call on Monday morning from a driver about a 12-year-old girl walking along County Road 34 in Dadeville.
That's scary. And honestly, it's nice that he called.
Absolutely.
And he just pick her up and murder her himself.
And then absolutely. And then the police were like, okay, well, we'll go investigate that. So they picked her up. She was like, yeah, I was kidnapped. I was abused. I had to chew off my restraints. The cops got back to the house. It was this dude, Jose Paulino Pascal Reyes, and they had found two other bodies decomposing.
Yeah.
This girl lived a fucking horror movie.
I can't believe she lived. That's a hard-ass 12-year-old.
It's unbelievable. A forensics team is working on identifying the corpses. The sheriff stated that other people were living in the residence. The sheriff did not say whether these people were charged or being held in connection with the crime, but I'm going to say this. If, like, my roommate, I don't know, like, kept on leaving the mac and cheese out, I mean, you know, that's what I would do. But
yeah,
then they would yell at me. Mm. But, like, if you have, like, two decomposing bodies, I would be like, I know, with, like, roommates, we don't see anything. You got certain blinders.
Yeah, you pay your rent. You pay your rent, and you're allowed to do what you want with the house, but no.
This is an affront to me and my home.
Well, because seeing this is that, then that includes you in the murder.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, and you really got to be careful when you get these roommates. You got to interview them hardcore. But then I think about how, like, then I think about every best friend I ever made was just kind of given to me when I was 18 years old. And then you, I just, like, met all of you. And I didn't vet you. I didn't know if you were guilty of any crimes.
No, we all vetted each other over the years. Because, you know, we always had a large, you start big and then you whittle it down.
Yes. We had many acquaintances. Yes. And then in the very end of your life, you have one friend, which is the gun you got cradling on your knee while you're sitting on the dock waiting for that last wave to come in.
Oh, that's such a fun fantasy. So according to Tallapoosa County District Attorney Jeremy Durr, he says we're looking at multiple counts of capital murder, along with kidnapping in the first degree.
And even some lowercase murder.
Absolutely, he says. And of course, once we continue and finish our investigation, I feel certain that several more charges will follow.
He sounds happy about it.
I mean, they did get him. Abbott, again, this person who is being quoted here.
He looks like a fucking turtle, man. This cop dude. He's got that McConnell neck.
They say
you guys gotta fucking moisturize.
Absolutely.
Like I know that it's like not, you know, if you got the jowls, unless you're like, well, I guess I won't correct my jowls because I don't really have a chin. I think I'm gonna go natural because again, I'm already happy and I feel like I won't be as ugly. Because, you know, these guys live lives of rage.
Sure, absolutely. So this was a horrible situation. According to police, they say this is horrendous to have a crime scene of this nature and also a 12-year-old juvenile to deal with this horrendous situation. And then they say she is indeed a hero, and she is a hero. My hero segments are a little bit more tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, more fun. Yeah.
And then they say she's safe now, and we want to keep her
that's
that
really nice.
Way.
That's
but
scary, though.
Crap.
Like, breaking out of that shit. Like the idea
chewing
of, like,
off the restraints and then knowing there's two corpses in the fucking house, man. God, that's horrifying.
Do you think that you would have made it? I think at 12, I would have tried to get out, but I don't know if I'd have the bravery. I don't know if I'd be able to get out of that scenario. I mean, you would be 6'7".
I mean,
so you were a huge 12-year-old.
I would have liked the booze.
Yeah.
I was 12. I started drinking booze. But this girl is obviously, she's an innocent.
Can I get into the chat, please?
Like, man, you're eating us and drinking us out of house and home.
You just going to be like, you need help with these bodies?
But anyway, so thank you to that strong woman, that strong girl.
She's
strong,
yeah.
I hope that she is doing okay.
I hope she's doing okay. I mean, she'll be traumatized, but she'll deal with that later. Did you see about this, the idea that they've, it's really fucked up. They have figured out how to make dead cells come back to life in pigs.
I saw that in piggies. Yeah,
and
it's
then
cool.
They said one of the things that was like,
basically, Reanimator.
It is literally Reanimator, where they go and they pump the dead bodies filled with liquid containing the pig's own blood as well as a synthetic form of hemoglobin.
Hemoglobin!
And then apparently it makes all the organs come back to life. And they said the one thing that was really concerned was that they said that they brought all the organs back to life. It still is like clinically dead, but its head started going... You're like doing the thing where it's like mouth open, close, and its eyes like roll back and forth.
What is life?
Yes.
Is it sentient? Is it not?
It's interesting, but they're saying that they believe... that they're starting to, we're heading into the area where the demise of cells can be halted, where they could freeze aging, which I think is very interesting.
Absolutely. It's Demolition Man. There's no reason why it shouldn't happen. And,
well, the scariest part really is your finances. Because if you're going to live to 120 years old, am I really going to be working?
You would have to.
Oh.
Yeah, what else do you think you're going to do?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you think you're going to... Do you think that's not the ultimate trade-off?
All of your
that's
money...
That's why this whole living forever thing is a bunch of malarkey.
It's so difficult.
It's horrible.
Like, the idea that you have to go and get... Because you'd probably have to go get a job again around 100.
Yeah.
Even if you're the
oh,
best
Oh, the money's
planned.
Running out, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, even best plan, best invested. There's no way, unless you're, like, truly... Like, I guess that's why this is going to be for the generationally wealthy.
I guess so. Also, I never want to utter the sentence, why can't I just die?
Why can't I die?
Just die. Because to me, that means that you didn't do it right.
But I'm curious about so many things, Kissel.
Dude, honestly, it's all the same shit. We're just going back to cable. Podcast is called a radio. nothing changes. It all, it's nothing, true. It's all,
yeah, it all just
everything's
goes,
crazy.
Yeah, it's just
a
exactly.
Vicious, satanic panic is back.
Yeah, they're legit, according to 15-year-olds.
So... Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're just like, once you experience 50 years on Earth, then the next 50 are kind of the same.
I was just
and then
doing,
I think it just goes in the same pattern.
I
over
was
and
doing
over.
Research for this week's episode in Salem was witch trials, just to kind of just bring that in. Do you know that the Salem witch idea, the idea of the broad witch conspiracy was like dead by the age of 1830, and it was all brought back up by the straight up vloggers. But like that's what you'd call them. Like
I'm
people
so
be
happy.
Like, maybe witches weren't so fake. Like they did like that shit, but in the 1830s.
Absolutely. It's important to have think pieces about absolutely nothing.
More like stink pieces.
Hero of the week.
It's me.
No.
For my brazen and incredible media views.
No.
Every day, I'm a maverick out there. I'm changing the game. Hot takes everywhere. No, hot cocos for simps.
Patrick the Pony was banned from his local bar. Now, this is what's so interesting about Patrick the Pony. He was banned from the Drum Inn. And you know where the Drum Inn is? Cockington. And they said,
wait,
get out of here, you so pony.
All right, okay.
But
well, just, can we roll it back from the top?
No.
So the pony is Paul.
Patrick.
Now, Patrick the Pony, why did he have a bar?
Because he's the fucking mayor.
And this is of so, Cockington.
Of,
so,
he is, so no, he's not.
Paul
he's the mayor
the
of Devon. He's the mayor of Devon who likes to go drink at a bar called the Drum Inn because he doesn't want to be bothered by his constituents.
He also doesn't know where he's going.
Yeah, he does.
He's a horse.
The Drum Inn, he's a fucking pony. The Drum Inn is in Cockington. So that's where he likes to go unwind after a strong, hard day of leadership being the mayor of Devon. Officials told the pub it needed planning permission to let the 4-year-old roam in the garden and they needed to change their grazing permits. Despite not being allowed to enjoy a tipple at his local and meet residents, Patrick's owners vowed he would remain mayor after being elected on the 23rd of July.
I want a full vet of his cell phone. I want to go. I want
have,
is his tax records have they been released?
Doesn't need them.
This is the type of thing. This
How
is
many
all
carrots did he eat? That's all that matters.
All of you people want carrots. You guys all want these presidential candidates that will buck the trends, don't you?
Make
all
it
you
a pony.
People. All that's all you want. You
literally,
just
I'd
want
like to dog.
Who,
I'll elect a dog. I'll do it right now.
Well, I'm looking right now. You know how many dog mayors there have been?
I bet you there's 104.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's going to go up to like 104.
10. Well, that's a cat mayor. 9.
9 dog
there's
mayors?
There's been 9
that's
dog
it?
Mayors, and there's been 3 goat mayors.
Oh, no kidding. Well, let's not forget city council, powerful position.
But
so,
this all, what really speaks to is the fact that politics do begin locally, and you need to, there shouldn't be an open slot for a dog. You should run.
Absolutely.
Like a human should run.
No.
And try to look after the town. Because the dog, yes, it's cute. And what a fun
the
photo
dog
op.
Is a uniter.
The dog's Patrick, not doing anything.
They don't know what dogs do.
The dog's Patrick, not doing anything. The dog's
well,
not,
you know
not it's, making any decisions. It's not looking at a budget. If it was looking at a budget,
it could.
Would all go for chicken and beds.
Yeah. Which is fine. Also fine. Awesome. More chicken, more bets. Run on that platform. Patrick is not going anywhere. Again, he's Patrick the Pony.
Gus Hall, who was the mayor of Coronado, California, was a dog. Was actually, it got kicked out because it changed its party affiliation to the Communist Party. And they literally made it not, it didn't win. And then it ran for president.
Oh. Anyway, so Patrick the Pony, you're hero of the week because you did not let this draconian, unbelievably disgusting borderline HOA say you can't be at this bar anymore in Cockington. Because of course, again, he's the mayor of Devon and he deserves a little bit of goddamn respect.
My question is, like, do you like, are they, I know that like horses do drink beer, but does it hurt them?
No, I don't think so.
But they, he wasn't drinking anything. Alcohol, or was he there?
Nah, he's just mostly eating grass, I think.
No, he wasn't drinking alcohol. And that's not, it's especially,
I mean, you know,
not
it's the town council that's really then in charge. It's like the Green Bay Packers. There's not a CEO, it's a council.
Well, the thing is that then we're like in this whole, like, but the, what's the point of even having a mayor?
Because then if you're going to shoot the fucking mayor, you're just going to kill a dog. And then the people that are actually in charge are like, oh, we lost another dog.
Better get another dog in there.
It's really, I mean, you know, a lot of these politicians are just propped up by these corporate overlords who don't mind if they would get killed.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what it's all. Like,
now
if Paul
we
Gozer,
finally got to when, some when, real fucking shit today, my friend.
When Paul Gozer gets popped in the brain, there's just going to be a person behind him be like, we'll get another one. Get next guy up to do our bidding.
I think every politician should be replaced.
Absolutely.
Whether by force or not.
Well, that's fantastic.
Now, let's get into some letters.
All right.
Here we go. It's a ghost. It's a ghost story. It's a ghost story for our fans.
Oh.
I don't even know how to start this email because my friends always roast the hell out of me for telling these stories. But you're the right kind of dudes to share this.
Okay.
I feel like I've experienced a lot of abnormal, paranormal happenings throughout my life, but the skeptic in me can't seem to truly fathom a non-specific explanation for any of it. Starting off with my babyhood. My mommy told me that a man died in our building and we were visited periodically soon after moving in. Now, it started off with the latch on our front door loudly snapping as it unlocked.
Okay.
Right? Followed by footsteps down the hall and into our room.
Did your mom just have a boyfriend coming over, the
I
railer?
No, she says it was a ghost. She says I look into the corner and start laughing and babbling as if I was communicating with someone who I was familiar with for a good while.
Okay.
Mind you, I was a quiet baby. I barely cried, and I spent most of my time mad-dogging people with the unwavering eye contact of the baby that you just don't vibe with.
Okay.
So she's saying that she was a stink-eye baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, right? I know a couple of those.
So this was incredibly bizarre to my mother. Now, after a while, I'd stop, and my mom would hear the footsteps going back down the hallway, followed by the door relocking. And I'd just go to sleep. Like nothing happened.
No, I think that your mom literally just has a secret boyfriend coming over.
No.
Looking
it's a
on,
ghost.
Okay.
All right. I remember growing up in that building and always feeling like I was being watched, but it never felt sinister. More of a comfortable and constant presence. Fast forward to 19. I moved to Los Angeles and rented a room from an older couple who I would occasionally dog sit for when they took trips.
Oh.
On the week they decided to go to Coachella, I noticed strange things. Right. This is a very specific LA old couple.
Okay.
Right. I noticed strange things. It started with the manual heater in my bathroom being turned up to max, which in turn made my whole apartment a hellish pit with no AC. But it only got weirder. Right. During the first night, I heard the dog growling. I went to check on her and she had her back arched protectively and she stared directly at a chair in the living room, which connected to the living room where she stood. But she would not go any further. I led her to my room and she went to sleep thinking of me. And I went to sleep just making she was anxious about her owner's absence.
Absolutely. They're out there at Coachella. God knows what's happening.
Railed by Harry Styles and a little wild his new wonderful bride.
Okay.
The next night, though, same thing. I paused my game and got up, and when I went to collect her, I saw a sort of apparition sitting in the chair. Its back turned to me. It's hard to describe something like that, and we aren't sure how to make sense of it, but it was there. Hmm. Not translucent or solid, but there. Like your shits.
Oh, fantastic.
Like
definitely
some
there.
Material I couldn't describe, even if I had complete command over the English language. I just uttered, nope, not dealing with it, in disbelief, and went back to my room. It's very interesting. Oh, I don't know.
If you watch DC League of Super Pets, there's actually a sort of water-based guinea pig.
We just need a new film in there.
Yeah, I'll get a new one.
We got to get you a new movie.
This is the most recent movie I've watched.
It's just weird because it's kind of like, it's very presidential in the fact that it does seem to be, it's the last thing you saw, so it has colored every single thing you've thought since.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I'm just glad that you're
There's a liquid-based guinea pig, and man, if you call them hamsters, and they don't like that, and then also, there's the main bad guinea pig, she fucking hates squirrels.
That's great.
But the turtle is very funny.
Yeah, good. You know what? Again, I'm glad it's not just being like putting like weird, like the vaccine is 5G, like in backwards words into any one of the scenes. So at least that's good.
No, there was nothing like that.
This is a story that is kind of near and dear to my heart. It's one of my favorite phenomena. You know, I love it, but you guys are all like, it's stupid, but I like it.
Okay.
As of recently, my girlfriend and I have taken to driving to the local out-of-the-way spots, as there's not much to do in town. We recently visited a spot on a mountain called the Strawberry Bluffs.
Aww.
A large opening atop a bluff that shapes an overview of the town with the surrounding farmlands, popular with the college kids.
Isn't that nice?
Now, after venturing a while, we were laying down and looking at the clouds when something caught my eye.
I can't do this shit.
Look at my cloud. I can't. I actually had to look up in a... I looked up online. I had hours to myself, and I didn't know what to do with myself, and I mostly just sit in terror. If I have any empty time, I just sit in terror. And I looked up, what do people do for fun? I just typed in those words.
Yeah, what do they do?
And one said, go sit in the park. And then I was like, sure. I drove to a park. I sat on a bench. But I was there. I felt like a robot or an alien trying to approximate human life.
Yeah.
And I said this to Natalie, and she got worried about me. But it was like I sat on the bench and just went, so people do this, huh?
Well, that was the thing.
Like, and then I look around and I was like, this is it.
Remember in Brooklyn, McCarran Park? Everyone just wanted to go walk, but I don't know. I just can't walk.
If I'm walking, it's fine, but I don't sit.
I can't sit.
But I also don't even listen to music. I walk, raw dog in reality, just walking around, listening to the things that you have. You know what I do a lot of times? I put earbuds in that are not on so I can hear what you're saying. I like to kind of listen. I like to eavesdrop.
That's for the paparazzi and all the unbelievable fans as they chase after you. You say, I'm sorry. I'm listening to Bano.
Yes. No, I do it so that I can hear all the gossip.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So after venturing a while, we're laying down, looking at clouds. So at ease. When something caught my eyes, a large blick object, almost in the shape of a plane, was almost directly overhead with a glowing orange orb the size of the object itself close in tail. As it moved, it left no trail, as a plane would. And once it had moved sufficiently to one side of us, it looked as though it had wings that were moving. Impossible, we thought. From the height it flew and its relative size, it would make the bird massive, bigger than any native birds in the area. Note that we earlier mistook it for a plane.
Oh,
right, we were both dumbfounded by what we saw because the longer we looked outside, it became obvious that its wings were moving, and the people to our left were just as dumbfounded as they had been at the exact same thing.
A big old bird.
Because the bird was a little too big.
It was a large bird.
But this is the type of stuff I like, where you look at it like, that's a big old bird.
That's a big bird.
That's a big bird. Wow. But it's like super big.
Wow, it's larger than your average bird.
Fuck all of you, man.
I know.
How fucking?
Now that's a big bird.
I just think it's cool.
I know what I saw.
I like it's like Thunderbirds. It's that idea of like, you know.
I love a good Thunderbird.
That's a big bird.
I love a big bird.
Live every day. That's
absolutely
it. That's all I fucking got.
Live every day.
Live every day like you're the campaign manager of a dog who is taking those campaign funds for yourself.
Absolutely.
And you know you got it. You got the market cornered. And everyone's just blinded by the cuteness of the dog. Mm-hmm. And you got the city council in your pocket.
Sure.
So you are moving this dog forward, even though you know for a fact that dog heavily barks at anybody that's gay.
Okay.
And you're very scared of it. We're all scared. The whole town's scared of it.
Absolutely.
But now it's being moved forward. It's a part of the whole new fringe right movement.
Compassionate conservative.
It's the front face of it, of the family, focus on the family movement.
Fantastic.
And it's really, really scary because you know what's the thing about dogs, right? People are like, because you can love the fact to be like, you say, this dog wants us to focus on the family. That dog just had 9 puppies and it never saw them again.
Right.
Hypocrisy.
I completely agree.
Right, that's exactly what we're looking at here.
Because
then you
agree.
Can laugh at the bank knowing for a fact that an FBI federal investigation is going to come down hard on this dog. What is the evidence it's hiding? What's in the safe, dog?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you never know what these dogs are hiding. Just because they're quiet doesn't mean they can't point.
Absolutely, especially if they're a pointer.
Yep.
All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. We can't wait to be inside of Philadelphia this weekend.
Yeah, I'll be in there.
We're so excited.
You guys show up there, man, and I fucking tell you, if your electronic grid, if the grid of Philly can't hold our performance again, can we go back?
I don't think
you
they would want us back.
Next time we will we're doing it by candlelight. We're doing it like Barry Lyndon style if the power goes down.
I believe it is the same venue, right? Where all the power went out. It's a beautiful place.
We can't wait
to see you. That was a snowstorm. So I think we're going to be okay this time.
Yeah, but this time it could be like a sunstorm.
I have no idea. It was so fucking trippy, dude.
We
ended up having a great time.
Oh, yeah. We got hammered in Fishtown. We'll probably do the same exact thing.
Absolutely. So we can't wait to see you, Philly. And thanks for supporting all the shows here.
Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about on every level, including orbs. Okay.
Hey, orbs are interesting.
They are.
The weather is news.
Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations.
Hail me.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie, and I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.